Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Growing Consciousness with your hosts, Coach Seah and Dr. Chan. This is your growth and consciousness program where we discuss all things related to growing our consciousness and allowing our true selves to emerge. We invite you to call in and share with us the first Wednesday of every month at 1 p.m. so that we all can grow in consciousness.
Welcome, welcome to another episode of Growing Consciousness. I'm your host, Dr. Chan, and I'm joined by my delightful co-host, Coach Seah. Coach Seah, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you, Dr. Chan. How are you?
I am fine, thank you. It sounds a little bit like the London weather is getting to you a bit.
Oh, well, no, I'm good. So far, so good.
You're good?
It's been getting a bit rainy, but yeah. Generally clear. The congestion hasn't come on, and yeah, I'm warding it off.
lovely. So, Coach Seah, we are talking about balance today. Are we living our lives in balance? Are you extremely laid back? Are you married to your job? In this fast-paced world, some persons, they just mentally check out, while others, they rush from one frenzied task to another, going from this thing to that thing to that thing. So, we are here today to discuss, and I know the time is going to fly as usual. We're here to discuss, is there a middle ground? Is there a balance? Can we really spend more time with ourselves, our family, our loved ones, while still earning enough to take care of the needs of our family? Boy, Coach Seah, in this fast-paced world, is really, really a tricky thing for most of us to try to get to that so-called place of balance. You think there's any such place, Coach Seah, or anything that or we're just striving for a pie in the sky? How does this thing go, Coach Seah?
Well, you know, I think there is a middle ground. Well, I know there is a middle ground. But I think it's something that we have to practice, a place that we have to practice getting to, that place of balance. And I think it's also important to feel into and get to know what balance for each of us feels like. And, you know, what gives us a sense of feeling balance? Because, like, for me, balance is just feeling calm, finding a place of peace within myself. Therefore, regardless of what's going on around me, you know, I'm able to maintain equilibrium, balance. You know, for me, it's, you know, if I'm in the midst of busyness, I may have to close my eyes and just feel into what center is within myself, within my body. And more often than not, even if my head is busy, I've come to realize that my center, which is, you know, just between my heart and my lower abdomen, you know, usually it feels, there's a calmness there. So it kind of reminds me, it reconnects me, and it helps me to find that balance. Just, you know, by closing my eyes, sometimes it's harder to get to that feeling based on all the activities that have been taking place for the last day or the last week or weeks, whatever. And, you know, it may mean just being outside in nature, standing up out in my garden, or going for a walk somewhere, laying on a beach, you know, if you have that luxury nearby. I have a friend who, riding her bike, brings her that peace, you know. It allows her to feel, you know, in a meditative state. I had a friend who, she's no longer with us, but I remember she used to need to go into a public place and hear really loud music, and that would just transport her to that place of calm, you know. So I think it definitely exists because I experience it. I think we all experience it, that balance, that peace. But, yeah, it may not be what others define as balance, but I think we have to figure that out for us, what that balance and that place feels like.
For me, it's kind of trying to find that so-called middle ground in between, you know, balancing the professional and the personal. And the professional can be quite a stretch, especially, you know, when you wear many hats, it can be quite a stretch because you have different obligations professionally pulling you in different directions, sometimes in opposite directions, and requiring that you be at several places at the same time, which is not possible. And then you have the personal side, you have familial obligations with your family. So if you have children or if you have relatives, you know, elderly, you know, parents or relatives to care for, if you have small children or children to care for, or just generally in your household, you know, the regardless of where you live. In the family, in the Caribbean, we tend to have more of a, you know, extended family. So it's not just, you know, you in the Caribbean, it's not just, you know, as you're 18, you're out on your own and so on. There tends to be more of a family building. Even sometimes, you know, you may have three houses on the same family plot, and even though you live in a separate house, you have obligations to your family members who live in, you know, those houses there. So you have obligations to your family. And then apart from that, you have obligation to yourself, and we often neglect that. Women tend to neglect that in care of their children and their family in terms of doing household chores, you know, okay, I'm not going to wash my hair or do my nails or take some time to do some exercise because I have to look after the children, feed my grandmother, you know, look after my husband. And then if you're a man, you know, it's the same thing too. Because of this, there's so many demands in the workplace, we often get pulled into feeling that, you know, if we don't do this, the boss is not going to be happy. We may not get a promotion or we may get fired. So, you know, we neglect our families because we are trying to provide financially for our families. And, of course, it works, you know, for both men and women. You know, you do have the men who spend a lot of time at home or are homemakers, and you do have the women who are the breadwinners in the family. So I think it can become quite a strain when we feel that we are pulled too much to one side. But I think that's where, as you say, that's where you have to check into yourself and say, okay, well, you know, I've been spending a lot of time at the office, been working weekends, or I've been spending so much time, you know, looking after the family that I am neglecting care of myself or care of my family. So I think there comes a time where I have to check in and say, okay, you know, what am I doing? Am I being pulled too much in one direction? And you know, what is it? What is that specific thing, as you said, Coach Sayer, whether it is going out into that public place and listening to loud music or, you know, breathing quietly or gardening or cooking or whatever that special thing is to kind of bring us back into center to remind us that it is not just this one thing that is important in life. It's not just the money. It's not just the familial obligations, combing my grandmother's hair. It's also trying to find that personal and spiritual balance as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, like you said, we have all these strings that we're attached to, that's attached to us, you know, often pulling us in several opposing directions. And, you know, quite often we enjoy the strings. We love the children.
A lot of times we
love the work, you know.
If
we're fortunate and we can find that place, we enjoy the work that we do. You know, and the family and the friends and all of that. But, you know, I like to remind people that if we aren't filling our cups, then they aren't able to receive that which they really require of us, which is our love, our support, our kindness, you know. So in finding this balance, it helps to fill our cup, it helps to strengthen us, it helps to fortify us so that we have more to give. So you know, it really is important. I know a lot of people say they can't find the time to.
That's a common phrase.
Right.
To do whatever, whether it's to spend time with family or to do something for themselves or to, you know, go spend a few more hours in the office or whatever that thing is that we're, you know, losing that sense of balance in.
Right. And, you know, finding the time to find the balance.
Yes.
You know, doing whatever it is that brings us that peace. But it really is crucial because I think when we remain out of balance for too long, you know, we start to, our bodies start to manifest the dis-ease that our mind, that the stress, you know, of the external demands create. So even if it's 5 minutes, like I say, you know, 5 minutes of doing whatever it is for you when you're in the shower, rather than thinking about considering the meeting or, you know, what you're going to be...
All the pickups for the children for the day, which who you have to take to karate, who you have to take to swimming.
Right. Just to be present with you for that 5 minutes. If it's in the shower, you know, if you park far from your office or from the store and you do have to walk to wherever, just put away the phone for that 3 minutes, that 3 minute walk. Just be with you. Just find center. Feel your feet on the ground. Feel your feet touching earth. Feel the air that you're breathing, you know? All it does is those little tiny techniques that I think when we start utilizing them, when we start practicing them, they recharge us. The balance in the balancing is recharging and it fills us up a little bit, so we have a little bit more energy to, you know, expend on the things that we need, that we have to do, on the chores, on the tasks, on the job, on the work, on the giving, you know.
Because, you know, recently, Coach, I had a friend who ended up, you know, in the hospital, stress-related. And so I was saying, you know, well, you know, what are you going to do now that, you know, okay, you've been given a clean bill of health, but you've been warned about your stress level. And, you know, the person was saying to me, well, you know, I have to keep doing everything the same way because how else, you know, the reason why I'm stressed is because I have to get these things done and they're not getting done. So, you know, my thing was, well, how about, you know, similar to what you're saying, how about just take 5 minutes either just before you, just as you wake up or just before you fall asleep to just kind of recenter yourself, remind yourself, because, yes, you have a lot of things to do. Yes, many of us, especially in this fast-paced world, we have a lot to do, whether we're homemakers or, you know, we're corporate people or whatever it is that we do. We feel the world pulling us in many, many directions. But what are we going to do to help to recenter ourselves, to take that 5 minutes, as you said, to do that yoga, to do that breathing, to just remind ourselves of who we are when we're in the shower or taking that walk down the street or taking the walk from the car with the child, you know, into the daycare or whatever it is, what are we going to do to help manage that stress level and for us to find that inner peace and to remind us of the things that are truly important, because some of us get caught up in these activities, and I think sometimes this busyness is a way for us to hide, or for other people it's a way to feel really important about ourselves. You know, okay, I'm so busy, I'm doing this and another, and some of us are just hiding behind the busyness because we don't want to come in contact with ourselves, or we're afraid to make those real intimate connections with other people. So, you know, oh, I'm too busy, so I don't have any time for my friends, or I don't have time to sit with my family for dinner, or, you know, we hide a lot behind this busyness, and it's for us, I think, to just stop for 5 minutes per day. You know, you don't have to be this big yogi where you're sitting in this meditative trance for 1 hour. No. Just sit and, you know, just ask yourself some simple questions. You know, why am I so busy? Are there some things that I could be more efficient about? Are there things I could ask somebody else to help me with in the office or at home? And try to figure out you know, what it is that we may be hiding from, if we're hiding from something, and see how we can be a little bit more courageous. And courageous means not get rid of the fear, but to say, okay, you know, I don't really have a good relationship with my son. I never had a good relationship. My father never had a good relationship with me. But how, I'm not really sure how to build that relationship with my son. But maybe I could start with just a few conversations at dinner, or a conversation in the car while I drop him to work, or a conversation on the train while we, you know, go off in the mornings. Whatever it is, I think, you know, try to reconnect in those areas where we may be off balance.
Totally. You know, but there is so much resistance usually because, you know, there the ego likes the business. We feel important, we feel needed, we feel, you know, like we have to be doing. We have to be doing. And that always comes up, I think, when, especially at the times when we most need to just stop and drop and to relinquish some of that control, you know, and the relinquishing of the control is really hard because, you know, boy, more often than not, no matter how much we believe in God or, you know, the universe, or so, we forget that we don't have to do it all by ourselves and that we are not doing it all by ourselves, you know. And we kind of like to feel that we are doing it all by ourselves. But it's really not serving us. Like, it's not serving us. It's not serving those closest to us. It's not serving the job a lot of the time because you end up being too burnt out to develop that connection with the son, with the child, with the daughter, or with your wife, you know, or your husband. When you're feeling like you do need to stop and that resistance comes up, it's important to be mindful, to be aware of the resistance that's coming up. To the stopping, and to just stop, you know, it will feel uncomfortable. I remember I was 30. This was about, all right, now give him my age now, 11 years ago. And at the time, I had my business.
You,
and
yes.
That is, yes.
No, I say you're still a young girl. Go on through.
Yes. So I had my business, and I remember one morning I got up, and I really didn't feel like going into the salon. But there was no reason. I wasn't ill, you know. I was fine. I really just didn't feel like going. And I knew that the appointments that had been in the books, there was staff there that could handle those appointments, and if more appointments came, then, you know, it would be covered. And anyway, I had my shower, got dressed, came out the house, and I was thinking, why don't you just stay home? Anyway, halfway, I left the house, and about 5 minutes driving, I realized that there was an expectation of me that I had held on to from childhood. I thought if my father called and I was at home, what would my excuse or my reason be for being at home? And I was not 30 years old, you know. Have my own house, have three children, have a business, you know.
Well, what would my dad say if I didn't go to work today?
Can you imagine if he called and, well, I turned around, and that is, it wasn't just about finding balance. Of course, that said a whole, it brought up all kinds of stuff for me, you know. It made me realize how much that expectation meant. Anyway, when I realized it, I turned around, I came back home, and I called the salon. I said, I'm not coming in today. And I spent the day just in bed. I listen to music, I watch movies, I just enjoyed my time. I mean, it was riddled with guilt, you know, But it helped, that day helped me to realize that I need to stop. And
mm-hmm.
it helped me to recognize the resistance that I feel when I need to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And it was vital, and I'm so glad that I turned around and I spent the day at home, you know, and because it really did help balance me. It's something that is a day that I will never forget. Like I say, it was 11 years ago, and I remember it in detail, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the next day when I went into the into the salon, I was energized. I felt good. I was happy to be there.
Refreshed.
And, you know. But refreshed, and therefore the energy of the place felt different all week, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, man, it's really...
But so often we're afraid to stop because just like you were thinking, you're afraid that you will be thought of or you are thinking of yourself as irresponsible if we just stop and pause. Similar to the same friend who I'm telling you about who, when I said, what are you going to do differently, also told me that, you know, they were heading back to work right after the medical scare, you know, this whole stress
mm-hmm.
thing, and, you know, went right back to work. And so just, you know, I said, well, you know, why are you doing it? I said, well, I have to do these things, you know. Well, okay, you know, what about if you just rest for, you know, you just had a
mm-hmm.
medical scare, why not just rest for the rest of the night and then the next day, you know, pick up back and see if you don't feel more refreshed or you feel more focused and so on. So, you know, sometimes it is really hard for us to let go because we also think that we are going to be irresponsible. As you said, that little voice of whoever, whether it's auntie, uncle, the boss, whoever, coming into our head to say, you know, you're being irresponsible by taking a break. And speaking
Absolutely.
Of which, we have a caller on the line. Let us see who is here to speak with us. Welcome to Growing Consciousness, caller. Can you say your name and where you're calling from? Hello? Okay, we seem to not have that person with us. So, yes, we continue to move on. So, Kotse, I mean, you know, there's so many things that, especially when it's really that time to pause and to just, you know, try to find that balance to say, okay, well, I'm leaning too much to this side, you know, too much to work or too much towards fun, because we can go too much towards the other side too, you know. We can be just, you know, partying, and we're also losing sight of work, family, and so on. So it's not always work that we're leaning towards, because some of us lean towards, you know, too much of other things as well.
Yes. So giving ourselves permission, you know, permission to relax, permission to have some fun, permission to find, to take time out for us, and to let go of the voices that say it's selfish, it's irresponsible, and realize that you are really the only ultimate judge, you know, of that. And yes, it's way too easy. It's way too easy, and I think a big part of it is that we're programmed to feel like it is selfish, it is irresponsible, you know, to take time out to do what you need to do for you. Based on the societies that we live in and the time that we live in, because when you think about, you know, people in, well, if you think about back in the day, way, way back when we were working the land, or, you know, we had to go and fetch our food, literally fetch our water, a lot of those things, a lot of that work involved us spending time with ourselves as well. So we were finding food for the family, water for the family, you know, actively doing for those we love. But it allowed us the time and the space to be with ourselves, you know.
And sometimes to be with the family, because we bring the children along or the spouse along or something to find the food or to find the firewood or to find whatever those things were that we needed. The thatch for the roof or whatever, the family was engaged in the activity. So it was a bonding time as well. So it wasn't, you know, come home in the evening and the children are already asleep and, you know, your spouse is, you know, tired and getting ready to go to bed, and you know nobody is reconnected with each other.
Exactly, and we were more connected with nature, you know.
Absolutely.
A lot of the times here, a lot of us are disconnected from most of the day. You have to consciously think, you know what, I need to just be outside. Because for many of us, the only time we sit outside, or actually outside, is when we leave the building to go to the car. We get in the car, so we're in this metal, you know, in this metal carriage. It carries us home, then we walk from the car to the house, and then we're inside again. So I think connection, it helps, and I think it helps us to find balance organically.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, I think, you know, for me that one is very important, because I know when I am disconnected, and when my balance is definitely out of whack, because I feel that pull towards nature, I feel the pull to go just walk in the mountains or be in the mountains or be on the beach, and that is when I know. Usually those closest to me can tell and say, you need to go to the forest or you need to go to the beach. You just need to get out for this day and just leave this whole space. They know, because they know that is that when I start to reach that place of imbalance, that is what my soul calls out for, to reflect and to return balance to myself.
Absolutely.
You know, to just gain that perspective as to what is really important.
Yes. And the thing is, you know, you come to realize that because you take the time to reflect, to feel yourself, to get to understand yourself, to explore what you're really feeling, you know. And gosh, to be honest, is really one of my deepest desires for everybody on the planet, especially in Western society, to just spend a little more time with themselves, because that balance, that connection is just so important, and it's so yummy, you know, and it just creates more ease to get to that place. You know, you start doing it, you start enjoying how it feels, so you recognize when your soul, your spirit, your body even requires that, and it becomes a practice. And in practicing that, the things flow so much better around you, so much smoother around you. The external becomes affected, and things just become smoother. You can allow the chaos to happen around you eventually without feeling a need to fix it or become engaged in it. You realize that, all right, you can maintain peace in here. You can be the eye of the storm. And in you being the eye of the storm, it actually helps those around you who are not so calm to calm down, to feel this sense of peace that, you know.
And we have so many listeners who sent in, you know, their suggestions, and we're just going to cover a few of them briefly because we only have a short time left to wrap up the show. So Lynn Ome, Melanie Smith, a former guest on the show, they said EFT, tapping helps them to find that balance. Damali said affirmations, writing them, reading them helps her. And, you know, we have so many more suggestions that came in on our Facebook Growing Consciousness page, so you definitely want to check that out and see, you know, what people are saying as far as their suggestions are to help them to retain balance. But, Coach Sia, we have come quickly to the end of our time here on Growing Consciousness again, so it was a great discussion with you. I enjoyed our chat as per usual, and hope you all enjoyed our discussion on balance. Coach Sia and I are going to have a more extended discussion on this, but we'll keep you posted on the Facebook page as to how we're going to continue our discussion on balance and how you can join in.
Absolutely. And for the caller who, you know, tried to connect and we couldn't get through, sincere apologies. We were looking forward to hearing, you know, your input and have you share with us. Listeners, thank you so much.
So see you next time on Growing Consciousness. Take care, and we'll see you for the next Growing Consciousness show. This is Coach Sia and Dr. Chan signing off.
Thanks for joining Coach Sia and Dr. Chan today on Growing Consciousness. Join us the first Wednesday of next month for another insightful and informative discussion. Stay tuned and keep growing in consciousness.